Hey friend, welcome back to the show. You might already be seeing Mother's Day marketing, ads, and sales. It won't be long until it is in full swing and people are posting their flowers, their families, and their memories. While you're genuinely happy for their happiness, it can also leave you feeling sad, resentful, and missing your child extra. I wanted to do something specifically for you this Mother's Day season. So I created the I Am a Mother Masterclass series, and we're kicking it off today. I called it I Am a Mother because it can be easy to feel irrelevant as a mother when you feel like you've been abandoned by your child. Well, let me tell you that you are relevant as a mother, whether or not you're in contact with your child right now. You are visible, you matter, you belong, and I am going to help you get through this Mother's Day season with grace and even happiness. Let's talk about it. Hey friend, welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off? If there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again. You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, my tea time friend. I am extra excited for this visit with you because today kicks off the I Am a Mother Masterclass series. This series is especially for Christian mothers who are estranged from their child on this Mother's Day or in this Mother's Day season. I chose the name I Am a Mother for this class because I wanted you to know that you are still relevant as a mother. You are not invisible or inconsequential. You get to take up space as a mom. This Mother's Day holiday does not exclude you, even though it may have felt that way during your estrangement. Each Tuesday from now through May 7th, 2024, I will release a new lesson in the I Am a Mother Masterclass. This is my Mother's Day gift to you. If during these lessons you find yourself thinking, I need more of this, if you find that you want personalized one-to-one support from me regarding your estrangement from your child, I've got your back. If you want to heal from the trauma of estrangement and learn new ways of handling it that greatly increase your chances of reconciling with your child, I can help you. Go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule and let's set up a time to talk. The consultation call is free and it's the next step in working together to bring you out of this dark night and into a much better place. The link for the free consultation will also be in the notes for this episode. In today's lesson, I want to talk to you about soothing and repairing your central nervous system. When your adult child estranges from you, it is a huge hit to your nervous system. And because estrangement and reconciliation tend to be a marathon-style process, not a quick sprint, your nervous system maintains a high alert status for much longer than it was designed to do. For most of us, the nervous system dysregulation did not begin with the estrangement either. There are often past triggers and traumas. It could be stuff that happened in childhood, or in your earlier life. Maybe a past husband or caregiver broke your trust or initiated a wound of abandonment or rejection. If you had some of this pre-existing trauma weighing on your nervous system, the estrangement 10x'd what you were already carrying. To get a good idea of how this works, I want you to think about the function of your liver. You may know that your liver's job is to remove toxins from your system. So if you took a boatload of drugs, your liver would become toxic and overloaded from trying to filter things out and regulate your system. It's very similar with your nervous system. When you kick into fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, the generally accepted categories of trauma responses, your nervous system steps in and tries to regulate things to bring you back to center. After dealing with the estrangement for some amount of time, your nervous system, it gets frayed and raw. It needs soothing and repair. You cannot properly heal the estrangement from a dysregulated nervous system. Not even if you work with me. Because when you work with me, you need a solid, regulated nervous system so that you can do the things that I teach you from a place of calm, confidence, and peace. Without a calm and healed nervous system, you can't do it. If you've been apologizing and trying everything you know, but it still has not put a dent in the estrangement, one of the main reasons is probably because you've put the cart before the horse. You tried to fix things with your child before your nervous system was ready. That is why regulating your nervous system is one of the first things that I would work with you on as your estrangement coach. So let's talk about how to start repairing your nervous system. Now that you have a good grasp of why it matters, we need to get into the ways to actually begin the repair. Then I have a little homework for you to do this week, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to give you 3 ways that you can start repairing your nervous system, and I want you to think about which one, or maybe it's more than one, really resonates with you. Number 1 is stillness. Insert 5 minutes of completely still and quiet time at the beginning and the end of every day. No music, no TV in the background, no talking, no distractions or walking around, just stillness and quiet. You might be surprised at what you hear when you put that 5 minutes of stillness at the start and stop of every day. Number 2 is nature. If at all possible, take a walk outside, even if it's just a few minutes around your own yard. Be outside in the grass. And if you can do this without your shoes on in your yard, bonus points. That is called earthing, and it can have some very healing benefits for your emotional self and possibly even your physical body. If you cannot go outside because of weather or other reasons, walk the treadmill inside the house and put a nature video on YouTube or wherever you like to watch videos. Number 3 is nourish. The fuel that you put into your body is especially important during this time. To help heal your nervous system, do a pantry cleanse. Choose at least 10 things in the pantry and replace them with an organic equivalent. Eating organic food can go a long way to soothe your nervous system. Choose 5 things and replace them with a gluten-free equivalent. These 2 changes alone go a long way in shifting how you feel. In addition to your pantry cleanse, commit to consuming 8 glasses of water every day and eat at least 1 meal per day of unprocessed food in as close to its natural form as possible. Cut out the caffeine. I know, you may be pushing back on this one. You can reduce it gradually to help avoid withdrawal symptoms. But caffeine is not a friend to an overwhelmed nervous system. Trust me, cut out any and all caffeine. So, which of these 3 ways of regulating your nervous system felt right for you? Or was there more than one? here is your homework assignment. Choose one of these ways of soothing your nervous system and commit to it every single day for the next 30 days. So either 5 minutes of stillness morning and night, daily time in nature, or the pantry cleanse and treating yourself well with the other guidelines that I laid out for that one around what you consume, what you put in your body, and so forth. I would love it if you would come over to the Facebook group and let me know which one that you're committing to for the next 30 days. And if you're not already in the Facebook group, you can join us at estrangedmoms.community. I really want you to commit to this for the next 30 days. It takes at least that long to forge a new neural pathway and to make this type of self-care into a habit. And something I love about this is that every time you practice whichever one you've committed to, you can consider that as an affirmation that you are worth taking care of. And you are. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you. Hey, Sister Mom, thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.